For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Howard, you say you're on the east side of the Hudson. Where are you today?
We are about 15 miles south of Albany, New York, headed down the Hudson to the final destination.
Some folks are feeding your horse, Misty. She's helped you on your second journey across America. Tell us, what's it feel like to have made it this far?
Dean, it's a great feeling of satisfaction. We've got some wonderful media lately with all four networks in Albany picked us up, plus the newspapers, a half dozen radio stations. We're really doing well here in New York. Millions are hearing the message, and millions are agreeing. It's just been wonderful. I've had so many thumbs up and beeps of the horn. I feel like a UPS driver trying to wave at everybody in town.
Well, that's great, Howard. And again, you're wearing a T-shirt that says, "Cops say legalize drugs. Ask me why." Who's asked you lately?
A couple of college professors. I spoke to a large class at the Schenectady Community College today, all criminal justice, and they were criminal justice professors, and they asked me why. And, you know, here in New York, I start off saying, well, we're trying to focus on people flying airplanes into buildings, and the entire state is responding to that because they've had the tragedy here of 9/11 in their doorstep. And the idea that law enforcement would focus on deadly threats like terrorists is what people are responding to. And after that, of course, when I say child molesters and drunk drivers, same thing. Everybody can relate to it.
We spend untold millions of dollars trying to track down tattooed 19-year-olds and lock them up for a bag of pot. We do have better things to do with our law enforcement, do we not?
Oh, yeah. We lost 17,000 innocent people got killed by drunk drivers last year. You know, we got little boys and girls getting snatched up all over the country because my colleagues are in airplanes and helicopters flying around trying to find Willie Nelson's and Montel Williams' supply of marijuana. It's a horrible misappropriation of resources from law enforcement.
Howard, I heard you're going to complete your trip about a week from now, and
right.
We'll certainly want to touch base with you then and see what the response has been.
Well, thanks, Dean. Yeah, we'll be in Manhattan next Tuesday and Wednesday, finishing up 3 o'clock on Wednesday, Battery Park, where the boats take off to the Statue of Liberty. This is Howard and Misty signing off from Shodak, New York, and a Heidi Hi-Ho Silver.
I hope you can appreciate what Howard's been up against, 3,000 miles plus across America, from Los Angeles to the Statue of Liberty, enduring snakes, traffic, heat, humidity, and a few irate citizens along the way. And every step of the way, he's been wearing a shirt that says boldly across its back, "Cops say legalize drugs. Ask me why." Howard is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.